The federal government has named LNG Canada Phase 2 as one of five projects under review by its newly launched Major Projects Office, MPO, signaling high-level political support for doubling the Kitimat facility's production capacity. The MPO, announced in late August, is designed to fast-track approval and financing for large-scale infrastructure. Its role includes streamlining regulatory processes and coordinating funding strategies for what Ottawa calls nation-building projects. Prime Minister Mark Carney said the initiative is part of a broader economic strategy under the Building Canada Act, passed in June, to build a stronger, more competitive, and prosperous economy. While LNG Canada has yet to make a final investment decision on Phase 2, momentum has been building. On August 1, the company awarded a new engineering contract to the JGC Fluor joint venture, the same team behind Phase 1. A second phase would double the facility's annual production capacity to 14 million tons, positioning Canada as a major global LNG supplier. A spokesperson for LNG Canada said the company is encouraged by the support shown by both federal and provincial governments and remains committed to working with First Nations, local communities, and all levels of government. The company stated it is supportive of efforts underway to advance natural resource projects and other projects of national importance across British Columbia and Canada. The project, they added, continues to hold key permits and approvals, including the Provincial Environmental Assessment Certificate. BC. Premier David Eby has also championed LNG Canada as a cornerstone of the province's resource economy, saying during a visit to the site this summer that it provides unprecedented opportunity for jobs and investment in northern communities. LNG Canada is a joint venture between Shell, Petronas, PetroChina, Mitsubishi Corporation and Cogas. Opponents were quick to respond to today's announcement, arguing that meaningful consultation and environmental assessments are being sidelined. Expanding LNG infrastructure means more fracking, which is linked to pulmonary disease, asthma, heart attack, preterm birth, and cancers in a growing body of peer-reviewed research, said Dr. Ulrich Meyer, a Dawson Creek family physician and member of the Canadian Association of Physicians for the Environment. At a minimum, the government must assess the health and environmental trade-offs before further development proceeds. LNG Canada has long promoted the project as one of the most environmentally friendly of its kind, claiming it will emit less than half the greenhouse gases of the global industry average. The Phase 1 build has already received substantial government support, including federal contributions through the Strategic Innovation Fund and exemptions from steel import tariffs, measures critics often describe as subsidies for the sector. Those critics today are raising concerns about the prioritization of a foreign-owned project that has not yet reached a final investment decision, questioning whether taxpayer money would be used to support the expansion. Nation-building should secure Canada's future, not tie us to the polluting past, said Ali Haider Ali, oil and gas program manager at Environmental Defense. Expanding LNG in a climate crisis is a dangerous mistake. Canadians will pay twice for this, first through subsidies and again through the rising cost of the climate crisis.